Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Happy Tuesday. It's your favorite lady, yours truly, Prophetess Mwaka. I hope I am your favorite lady. On your favorite talk show, Solutions Radio, where we keep it real, we keep it relevant, and we are radical with the truth right here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. We are having elections in our nation, and well, what can I say? We have prayed, we have fasted, and let the Lord have his way. God looks at the heart, and whatever the final outcome is, we trust God that it shall be well with our nation. A very warm welcome to each of you. Some of you have been with us right from the beginning. We appreciate you so very much. If you're listening to us for the very first time, a very, very warm welcome. We are on every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, like our page on Facebook, Solutions Radio. Also, just want to make a special announcement before we do our Women of Destiny special. As you know, every April is our annual Spring Prophetic Conference, which brings all our friends, pastors, prayer line family, the many places we go to minister. We all come together here in beautiful Dallas, Texas, and we are going to be gathering April the 16th to the 19th at the beautiful newly renovated Sheraton Hotel in Irving. And we are inviting you, our Solutions Radio family, to come. I tell you, the conference is getting bigger and better, and God just moves so, so mightily. And we have wonderful, wonderful servants of God who will be ministering alongside Apostle and I. Of course, you know our all-time favorite, Dr. Abed Bwanika from the beautiful Pearl of Africa. He has become such a precious, dear friend of ours. We minister for him. They minister for us. He'll be coming with his lovely wife, Dr. Gladys. You don't want to miss Dr. Abed. He is phenomenal. He's profound. I mean, he is so intelligent, absolutely amazing. Our very own Bishop Masanja Banda, all the way from Zambia, will be one of the speakers. I tell you, everybody in Dallas thinks he's a medical doctor. His terminology, vocabulary is amazing. His humor is incredible. And he's become such a special part of our lives. Our very long-term friend, my best friend's husband, Dr. Jose Muzingo, Dr. Patricia Muzingo's husband, will be ministering. I'm telling you, he is a teacher of the word. I mean, the revelation he has, you're like, okay, I mean, what Bible do you read? So we're really excited to have Dr. Jose Muzingo. We were in Boston together for many years, and they are now here in Dallas too, doing a great work for God, passionate about the continent of Africa like we are. No wonder we are good friends. Also, Pastor Inki Olayiwole. If you've ever heard my preaching, I always say everybody needs a Nigerian friend, and I have several whom I love and I cherish. Pastor Inki, Pastor Benga, we were also together in Boston. They're now based in Dallas, outstanding servants of God. They've just planted a great church in Lagos, Nigeria. But they will both be with us during the conference. Pastor Inki will be ministering. Just can't wait. She's sassy. She's deep. She's awesome. She's glamorous. She's a bling-bling type of lady, just like me, true ambassador of the kingdom. Of course, we have the mover and the shaker, volcanic earthquake. Prophetess Sarah Morgan from California will be with us too. Oh, my goodness. You know, I told her she just has to be part of these conferences till Jesus comes. So you don't want to miss Pastor Sarah Morgan. We have, of course, Bishop Michael Price, our very good friend from Austin, Texas. He is a bulldozer in the spirit. Amazing. We traveled with him to Lusaka, Zambia during our Fresh Aroma conference. And, oh, my goodness, they just fell in love with him. They love the continent, him and his dear wife, Apostle Sherry. So we have a power-packed team, of course. Mr. TDH himself, Apostle to the Nations, will be ministering to the love of my life for 23 years. I tell people we've been married for 23 years. Our marriage is strong, romantic, wonderful. We have no time to fight about who squeezed the toothpaste where. We're too busy winning souls and advancing the kingdom. And, of course, Miss Happy, dynamic, one of a kind, one and only, yours truly, Prophetess Mwaka, will bring the house down. So it is a power-packed team. We're excited. We began preparing last year. Please do not miss our Fresh Aroma Conference. Our highlight, of course, is our Silver Jubilee Dinner. Apostle and I are celebrating 25 years of ministering in America. Can you just imagine that? 25 years. We look at each other, we're like, where did the time go? I mean, we've just been laughing at some of the things we've encountered in the kingdom. It's been a wonderful journey. What an honor to serve the Lord. And I was just in Boston this weekend, and they are beyond excited. Actually, they wanted us to do it over there, because that's where, of course, we began ministry. But we said, well, you know, we are based in Dallas. And since everybody is now familiar with the Fresh Aroma Conference in Dallas, it's easier to do it in Dallas. So the conference is free, but the Silver Jubilee Dinner is $50 per person. Please, let's be people of excellence. Let's be organized. Let's get our tickets in advance. We will not be selling tickets at the door. Five-course dinner, live gospel band, powerful presentations, international fashion show. You know me. You know I know how to go all the way. It's going to be the red carpet event of Dallas. It's going to be classy, elegant. The colors are black or white or silver. Those are the Jubilee colors. Very simple. Going to give away prizes. I mean, we are going to have a blast in the Lord. So we just want to honor the Lord for the 25 years. All our friends are coming from as far as Kenya, Zambia, Uganda, Zimbabwe, South Africa, London, even Kuwait. You can imagine. So Dallas, please, it'll be quite a shame if we have more people from outside than this wonderful headquarters of Dallas where we are, but I believe you will be there. So you can get the tickets on our website, www.fresharomaministry.org, www.fresharomaministry.org. That is our annual Spring Prophetic Fresh Aroma Conference. We cannot wait to see you. And by the way, I tell you, Fresh Aroma is anointed for connecting people. We have people like Francis and Bella, who met in a Fresh Aroma Conference. They are married now. We have Lady Nicole, Minister Steve, met in a Fresh Aroma Conference. They are married now. I am so excited that in Fresh Aroma Lusaka, my own cousin sister. I mean, in the African sense, she's my sister because her father and my mother are real brother and sister. We grew up together. My little cousin's sister met somebody in the planning committee who I know very well. Now it's public knowledge because now the families know. We couldn't say before because the families didn't know. But Sekani, who lived in Boston for many years, he was the chairman of the Zambian Association. They're now based in Lusaka. And, you know, they were, I put them on the planning committee not knowing that as they're planning for the conference, their hearts are melting. So we've been teasing them a lot, but they're getting married this summer. So I tell you, fresh aroma, we are anointed with a marriage grace. So if I were you, you don't know your Boaz, your Ruth, your Esther, your Joseph may be there. So the dates again are April the 16th to the 19th. And we know it's going to be one of the biggest and the best we have ever had. Well, today is a Women of Destiny special. I've been doing these Women of Destinies now since 2009, and the Lord just laid it on my heart, and this is how it was birthed. When we first came here, I used to be flooded with calls. I mean, I still am, but my goodness. And I remember one day I was seeing my boys off, you know, put the phone on mute, prayed for them, hugged them while this lady was still talking. I was in my pajamas. When my boys came back at 4 o'clock, I was still in my pajamas, and they're like, "Mom, you are still on the phone." And I was like, "Oh my God, Lord, this is serious." And the Lord, that's how Women of Destiny was birthed. And the Lord said, "You need to gather the women of this city together and just pour into them, love them, spoil them, and pamper them." And I tell you, since then, since 2009, we do 2 to 3 a year. They've been incredible, outstanding. And what I love about them, it's not just ministry of the word, but we dance, we have fun, we model, we show off our hair. You know how girls are. We love to have fun. But out of that, people have begun ministries, they've started businesses, they've gone back to school. I mean, and to me, that's what ministry is about, because the gospel is the gospel of power. Now, those of you listening, we will only have one this year. I'm not going to do 2 to 3 like I usually do because my schedule is just something else. Thank God for many, many doors our God has opened. So there's only going to be one Women of Destiny in Dallas. So make sure to come. It is free. It is this Saturday. It is at our beautiful facility, our church home. Thank you, all nations, ladies, for your love, for your support, for your contribution. We will all be there to serve and to receive all these visitors that are coming. I have my wonderful daughters online. You know, sometimes I get guest speakers, but I said, you know what, I want to hear from my own daughters. It's great to minister to outsiders, and there are so many people I could have brought on. But today, I wanted to bring my princesses, my darlings, whom I love. And I hope they love me too. And I just wanted to hear from them what their experience of a Women of Destiny has been. Miss Shiko, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, Mom.
How was your day?
My day was good. How was yours?
Wonderful. So tell me, have you ever attended a Women of Destiny? And if you have, what have you liked about it, and are you coming this Saturday?
Yes, I have attended 2 Women of Destiny conferences, and definitely I will be there this Saturday. I love the Women of Destiny conference because it's a group of women, ladies, coming together. And when they come together, there's a lot of fun, a lot of fellowship, a lot of ministry and the word. And what I like is the freedom when ladies are together, you know, we are ourselves. We can take our shoes off and walk around barefoot. We get free to show off our hair and our shoes and our dresses without worrying. And those people that have families, it's time, you know, they can have some time alone without worrying about diaper changes and which children are fighting or they need to go here and there. So it's a time for women to let loose. But my best time is the time of ministry, the time of the word and the time of ministry, because women do a lot. Ladies do a lot. Those that have families do a lot. So they get to be poured into. The word is usually very strong in the time of ministry and prayer. We pray for each other. We are prayed for by the speakers. So it's a time of refreshing, a time to be rejuvenated, you know, a time just to renew our strength from, you know, where we've been toiling and working hard. And it's a time to grow spiritually because we pour into each other's lives. And also we have various discussions, you know, things that affect us as ladies. So it's a time of opening up and just fellowship and talking about home, marriage, single life, you know, anything that affects ladies. So it's a time of openness and a time of fellowship.
Wow, wow, Shiko, I love the word refreshing because you are so right that women, we do a lot. I mean, we are mothers, we are wives, we are sisters, even if you're single. But just as a woman, there's just such a demand. And it is so, I love just to see women relaxed and to see the girl out, you know, when they're like, you know, when we're modeling the fashion show or showing off the hair. I love that time where they can just have fun and do something for them. But definitely the time of ministry is also very intense. I find in that setting women are so open. They are so quick to respond to the altar call. And, I mean, I just love these women gatherings. And it's amazing. People just come from everywhere, from all walks of life. I'll never forget one we did. Some years back, we literally had no seats. Women were sitting on the floor. And even when we closed that one, they did not want to go. I mean, there was still a long line. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, I don't want to take up your day. They're like, look, I can do my laundry at night. I can return my phone calls at night. So the hunger is absolutely amazing. And just that bond of love, of sisterhood, you know, people have even connected business partners, you know, friendships have been made. So it's such a special time. So we're reaching out to you ladies, and it is free. We are the ones who pay for the breakfast, so you can just come and enjoy. Is my daughter Celia on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hi, sweetie. How was your day?
It was good. It was good. Sorry for the noise. I'm driving.
No problem. No problem. So have you ever attended a Women of Destiny? And if you have, what has your experience been like?
Yes, I have attended. I think I've attended a couple of them. And I do enjoy the Women of Destiny, just a time of fellowship, a time of just, as you said, friendships are created. You know, people just are pampered, you know, you sit back, relax, you know, have fun with the ladies at your table, you know, joke around. And then I thank God for, you know, the breakfast that's provided. And I also enjoy the time of the fashion show. You know, everybody's free. Everybody's, you know, just dressing up, you know, knowing that, it's their day. They celebrate themselves. You know, the women celebrate themselves, so they dress up, they come and just enjoy just being a woman, you know. So I thank God for the call on your life for the Women of Destiny, where women are ministered unto, you know, they receive healing, you know, they are empowered. And I can't wait to attend this one this Saturday. I'm excited.
Wow. You're exciting me too, Celia. I love what you say about women celebrating themselves, because normally we are giving out so much, sometimes we don't even have time to celebrate ourselves. But it is just so nice just to see women being affirmed and just happy and just, you know, as you said, celebrating themselves, because every woman is so beautiful, so special, so unique. And we thank God for this time that God's going to give us on Saturday. I know it's going to be unique. It's going to be wonderful. So is it for all ages? You know, maybe somebody who's never been to one, they might think, well, maybe it's just for young girls, or maybe it's just for people, you know, a certain caliber. Who should come, Celia?
Anybody and everybody, from the young to the old, you know, it's just all women just enjoying themselves,
Yes, I like that. Everybody and anybody, whoever you are, Caribbean, African, Asian, American, no matter, you know, how young you are, from 16 to 90, 100, you are welcome. So long as you are a lady, you are very welcome. And, you know, everybody is just so full of love. You see women hugging on each other, and it's just a different atmosphere. So we are really looking forward to having a time of our lives. And there's a lot of laughter, too. You know, the Bible says laughter is good medicine. You know, and it's just good to see women, you know, being ministered unto in that way. It's amazing. God is so creative. You know, it's not always a prayer meeting where people are ministered unto, but even them to just get up and show off their dress, their hair, their shoes, that's actually ministry, because they feel beautiful, they feel loved, you know, they feel appreciated. So thank you so much, Miss Celia, for your contribution. We're going to have Miss Irene. Miss Irene, my dear, are you on the line?
I'm here. Praise God.
How are you, Miss Irene? How was your day?
Oh, my day has been awesome, amazing. Bless the day.
Have you ever been to a Woman of Destiny meeting?
Oh, my. I have been to all the Women of Destiny meetings since 2009.
Wow.
Yes. And I have been blessed in every single of the meetings. And my life has been transformed and turned around, you know, in every meeting. Every meeting is unique. What we experienced in 2009 is different from what we experienced in the next year, and we've grown in every year. But what I really love most about it is that the women come, there's such an expectation when the women come together and gather as mothers, as grandmothers, as single ladies, as newlyweds, you know, as nursing mothers, and they come, they leave everything behind, and when they walk into those doors, they're celebrated, you know. There is just a sense of women celebrating one another. And then we know that our King, the King of Kings, celebrates us. So it's a moment where we come, and what I get amused and amazed about most is just to see the little girl in every woman coming out, their laughter, their giggles, their fashion, their modeling. And, you know, it amazes me that every woman has such a beautiful soft spot in them that needs to be brought out ever so often. And, you know, the more a woman is celebrated, the more they are pushed on to thrive into their destiny. And it's a place where, you know, just the, like the name says, Women of Destiny, it's a place where we've been pushed into our destinies. Destinies have been revealed, opened up, we've walked into our destinies, we've connected. There is such a connection. It's an awesome, amazing place to be at. You cannot afford to miss.
Wow. And I know, Irene, you're such a mobilizer. You really reach out. Thank you so much. And I'm amazed that you have attended every single one of them. And, you know, the Lord is so amazing how he makes each meeting, you know, very, of course, fun and exciting, but it's so unique, like tailor-made for the ladies that are there. So that is just so incredible. And, of course, we have Sophie Koi, who's also going to be coming. She is so excited. She's like, oh, my goodness, you, what time should I come at 5? I'm like, no, Sophie, it's okay. The meeting starts at 9. But she's really, really excited. I didn't even, you know, when I saw the article about her, I'm like, I've seen this girl somewhere. You know, and she reminded me, and she's like, yes, I came to your church and you prayed for me. I'm like, really? I'm like, wow, it's amazing, you know. And so she really is excited about just connecting also to other ladies, and of course just giving her testimony of what the Lord did for her, that scholarship that she won. She was chosen out of 500 women, you can imagine. She said she had many, you know, long nights of research, and it was something, but God is just wow. So it's going to be very colorful on Saturday. The breakfast is going to be delicious. Miss Irene, by the way, for those of you who are listening, she makes samosas. So for your next birthday or shower or wedding or church event, work event, please come at the Women of Destiny. Taste her wonderful samosas. Get her contact and support her business. That's one of the things we also love to do, because amongst us we have people who can cook, others can do hair, so much talent, makeup, and so we want to support our women entrepreneurs like Miss Irene. Those samosas are out of this world. Last time, Irene, you made some eggs. Up to now, Brenda Ellis still talks about those eggs. So, yes, that was some. So the breakfast too, just everything is good. The worship is good. The word is good. The food is good. The fellowship is good. So it's because our God is good. You know, there's a brother who came to our home yesterday, a family friend of ours, and he's like, oh my goodness, the women in our church, Empowerment Church, are so excited. I don't know how many times they announce, and they're saying, you know, those All Nations ladies, they know how to dress, so oh my goodness, you know, we need to dress up. I said, oh my goodness, is that the reputation we have? But he said, we've really raised the standard in the city. And I was really touched to hear that from a man from another ministry, you know, in a good way, that, you know, people really look up to us and they're, you know, they receive so much when they come. So All Nations, all those prayers are not in vain. You know, God is amazing. Sometimes when we pray, we may not get the result the next day, but we see when we do meetings like this, that anointing is still there, lingering, and it's that anointing that ministers to people. One last word from you, Irene, Shiko, and Celia. What would you say to the women who are coming on Saturday, each of you? Just say something.
Yes, I would say, come expecting, and you will not be disappointed.
Amen. Come expecting, Miss Shiko says, you will not be disappointed. Miss Celia?
Just come ready to have fun, just to be free and be ministered unto.
Amen. I like that. Come ready to have fun and to be free. And praise God, it's the last day of fasting. Hallelujah. I'm really going to have fun. Yes, Miss Irene?
Well, Shiko, Celia said what I wanted to say. Come expecting, prayed up, and ready to have a blast of fun.
Yes, yes. I tell you, in the kingdom, it's just wonderful. Sometimes people think Christians are boring, but I tell you, we know how to get our groove on. We know how to bling. We know how to have a good time in the presence of the Lord. I really appreciate so much, Celia, Irene, Shiko, my wonderful daughters. It's a joy to hear from you. Wonderful to have you on this radio show, and it means a lot to hear from you. I'm so glad to know that you too have been ministered unto. And this entire week on our prayer line, we're actually just focusing, praying on the women of destiny, every woman that's coming. We want every woman to be just blessed and nurtured and edified and changed and impacted. And I know God's going to give us a Saturday to remember. So let's reach out. Let's just spread the flyer on Facebook. Let's text our friends. You know, it is free. The parking is free. The food is free. So we just want to bless the women of Dallas. Ladies, you work so hard, your wives, your mothers, your sisters, you're working, you're in school, but just come and just have this Saturday for you. Hopefully your husbands will take care of your babies. You're always with the babies, always with the kids. I know the guys are going to help us out. So this brings us to the end. We had exactly half hour. Thank you so much, Ms. Shiko, for your facilitation. Again, it is this Saturday, January the 24th at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. Come on time. There's a lot that's going to be going on, but all very, all tailor-made for you. We're going to be giving away gifts, of course, for certain prizes. I'm going to talk to the daughters and see what they think will be some good things. We usually do hair and shoes